Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
First, though, we want to look stateside because 4 days out from Election Day, with COVID numbers spiking, gun sales in America are through the roof. Americans have purchased a record-breaking 17 million firearms this year. And one of them told the New York Times recently that left-wing protests in Portland prompted him to buy his first gun.
You know, I lay in bed and I thought about what would happen if, like, someone just like blew up the front of our house, like they'd blown up the front of those storefronts and just stormed in. I just thought about how bad I would feel if that happened and my wife were hurt or killed and I hadn't done anything to prepare for it. I was like, well, I need a gun that can handle a riot.
Well, I'm joined now to discuss all of this by Washington correspondent with the Irish Times, Suzanne Lynch, and also by the owner and manager of one of America's biggest and busiest gun stores, Hyatt Guns in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's Larry Hyatt. Suzanne, I might come to yourself first because Walmart has withdrawn guns from display ahead of the election next week. Is this a sign of real fear about civic unrest around the election results?
Yeah, well, Walmart announced this in the last few days. So it sells ammunition and guns at about half of its 4,700 stores around America. It seems to be a reaction in the first instance to events in Philadelphia this week. There was another police shooting of an African-American man on Monday in the city. And then there were protests. And following this, it kind of spiraled into destruction and looting in parts of the city. So I was reporting from Philadelphia myself this week and lots of buildings boarded up. I spoke to business owners whose own businesses had been attacked and looted. So it seems to have been a direct response to this. However, there is definitely a sense, an anxiety, I suppose you would describe it as, in the country ahead of next week's election. Because over the last few months, there's been quite a lot of extremism on the right, and Donald Trump has been stoking fears about extremism on the left, the group known collectively, if you like, as Antifa. So I think there is something in this that Americans are more on edge going into this election next week.
Larry, I might come to yourself because I know you've been in business since 1959. You've a good feel for how gun sales go on an annual basis. How would you describe this year?
This is by far the busiest year that we've ever had, and the other gun dealers that I've talked to and manufacturers say the same thing, and it's not letting up. It's still going.
And what would you put that down to?
I think if you just want to do one sentence, it's people are afraid they're going to call 911 and nobody's coming.
So this is down to the idea of defunding the police and the controversy around that, you reckon?
I think that was the gas on the fire. The virus put the first fear that maybe there'd be food riots, if food couldn't get to grocery stores, the police might be sick, that our institutions might not be able to work. But then you threw the riots on top of that, defund the police, and people watching people burning and looting buildings and nothing being done to stop them, that's anarchy. And that's what I think that was what really caused it.
And you might have heard there the clip that we played from one person talking to the New York Times about why he bought his first gun recently. Are you seeing a change in the type of people who are buying guns?
Absolutely. Our customers now, the vast majority, they're buying guns for self-protection, not hunting, not target shooting, not gun collecting. It's self-protection. It's mostly urban people, people that live in these high-rise apartments, people who live near the downtown area, people who have businesses or work downtown areas. They're the most afraid. They don't have any way to protect themselves, and they're buying their first gun.
So actually, we have another clip from a young black woman who spoke to the New York Times also about why she decided to become a gun owner. And I'd be interested to hear, Larry, what you think of this and how typical it is of what you're hearing. Have a listen.
I think the exact moment I knew I had to buy a gun was watching the NFAC, which is the Not Fucking Around Coalition, which is basically an armed black militia. And they were counter-protesting to the KKK and white supremacist groups who were trying to rally in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And so there were like thousands of black people with guns, like marching. We haven't really seen black people showing up armed and not aggressively, just walking around, just like the white supremacists do, just like you have a right in this country to do.
What do you make of that, Larry?
Well, she's right. And we're seeing in our store, it's 50 to 60% of our customers today in our store are African Americans. Our percentage of African Americans buying guns is, I don't know the exact percentage, but it's obviously very higher than it has been. And they're buying for self-protection. Our African American citizens are afraid of the white supremacists. They're afraid of not having police protection. The white people are afraid. The police are afraid now. The elderly people are afraid because they can't fight or can't run. Women are afraid. They feel like they don't have the protection they used to have. So in mass, we're seeing this gun buying.
And how do you feel about it? I mean, as I said, you're the owner and manager of one of America's biggest and busiest gun stores. So you've been doing this for your entire career. But selling all these guns to all these people who are afraid, how do you feel about all these people walking around with guns?
Well, most of them are going to stay in their homes. But the number one thing that I think about is a business person. Business is good. Economically, it's probably going to be a big year, but for the wrong reason. Mm. American people should not have this fear. We should not have allowed this looting and burning that went on. That was unbelievably bad. It's our government failed. People saw it. Now with technology, everybody saw people entering these stores, beating people up, anarchy. And when you have anarchy, it's every man for themselves. Or every woman for themselves. So that's what's going on.
I know that you're not just a gun store. You offer safes and knives and other things like that as well. Are sales on those sort of items busy as well?
They are in the safes and vaults. I will say this. The people buying guns now are the best citizens. They're the ones who are getting the background checks, taking the classes, getting the permits, spending their hard-earned money. And a lot of them don't really want a gun. They feel like they need a gun.
Mm. So with that, seeing that then, going over the counter, the amount of gun sales that are being passed across the counter in your store, how fearful are you of violence or unrest in the coming weeks?
Well, I'm not fearful for the people buying the legal guns, but we are very worried about the looters and burners who are going to take advantage of protesters. Protesters are fine. They're protesting. But when the police are tied up downtown and they got 1,200 police downtown, then the suburbs and the people in the surrounding areas of the city are left very unprotected. And we will have to be in our store protecting our own property during election night and probably some nights thereafter.
Suzanne, I might come back to you then because President Trump yesterday, and not for the first time, he urged his supporters on Twitter to become election observers and fight for the president by signing up at a website called armyfortrump.com. What's been the reaction to that?
Yeah, since Donald Trump contracted coronavirus, his campaign has kind of changed the language around supporters, and they send out emails talking about this army for Trump and very militaristic language. Now, the Pennsylvania Attorney General has already warned the Trump campaign that they could be guilty of voter intimidation, basically, by there were some examples of Trump campaign officials filming people dropping off ballots to drop boxes, for example. So, you know, there's a lot of concern, quite frankly, that Donald Trump is stoking most of the fear that actually with all this talk that...
We may have lost Suzanne's line. Is Suzanne there? I might just ask yourself, Larry, before we let you go, about what Suzanne was halfway through saying there in terms of Donald Trump and what he has been saying, this idea of asking people to sign up at a website called Army for Trump and fight for the president. And she's saying a concern that he is stoking some of this fear. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, we don't like that. Certainly, we still have elections and we want to back who is elected. They're going to be our president, whichever one it is. I certainly hope we don't see armed militia trying to take away an election. And, of course, we don't want fraud or anything else. We could have a heck of a mess if this election looks like the post office didn't get the ballots there or there were some irregularities. Mm. We saw that a few years ago when with President Bush and Al Gore. We don't want to go through that again. And the rhetoric is terrible. It sounds like 1860, right before the Civil War in the United States. It's that much rhetoric, and we're all very worried about it.
So finally then, will you have to put in place special preparations for election night or the days in around election in terms of keeping your own store safe, or will you take any precautions?
Yes, we will. We will have a number of trained staff here to guard the business, and you know, we're not here to shoot people or do anything wrong. We just want to have a presence here to know this is not an easy target.
So you'll have armed staff standing outside the store, is it?
Yeah, outside and inside. And we'll have to spend the night here. And we've had to do it before during the riots. We had to do it as well. It's a shame, but this we just have to do it. You can't just let all these guns get out there. We've got to guard the store and be responsible.
Guard the guns. All right, Larry Hyatt, owner of Hyatt Guns, America's largest gun shop. Thank you very much for joining us. And also we were speaking to Suzanne Lynch, Washington correspondent with the Irish Times.